In what we think of as the ancient world, the early days of Kali Yuga, most of the knowledge of God's revelation was disseminated among all the peoples, although with slight missing elements in each paradigm, so that none was totally accurate and complete, but all knew about the cyclical nature of time, and that the world would end in a conflagration that would bring to a close the most degraded, savage level of fallen humanity. And in the East, this understanding was of great concern and focus, especially by the Buddhists, even much more than by the Hindus. The Greeks knew about this, the Zoroastrians knew about it, the Manichaeans, all of the Egyptians, all of the peoples, including the tribal peoples, knew of the cyclical nature and that this was the final period. But the Buddhists were concerned for assuring their enlightenment before the end. And their sages taught that the teachings of the Buddha would remain in the sutras, although they would be misunderstood by the minds of those who read them in the latter days. And that despite that, very few people would be able to practice accurate meditation, and even fewer to attain the goal of realizing the Buddha nature, to use their terminology. And in this period that the Chinese Buddhists referred to as the Mofa, the degradation would be such that there would be less and less interest in the esoteric level of the teachings, to the point where no one could have faith in them, even if they studied them, because the ego was too tenaciously convinced and attached to its belief in its existence, and its belief in its existence in a real world. And on the other hand, in a nihilistic belief that there was nothing beyond the world and that this was it and the world itself was meaningless and created by pure chance evolution without mind, without design, without a plan or a providence that would control the unfoldment of the world process. And so they were interested in this paradox that at the end of time, even though our eternal Buddha nature is never lost, it cannot be lost. It's the basis of reality. And yet, humans are in a state of complete delusion, complete inability to access their own true nature. Now, the Shaivite wisdom schools in Kashmir disagreed with the Buddhists because they said, you're right insofar as you are discussing the trajectory of entropy, on a psychological and spiritual level. But what you are leaving out of the picture is the act of God to bring grace at the end of time. Because the Buddhists had no concept of God. And so, without recognizing that we are in a masterpiece of divine intelligence in the form of a theodrama that would have to end in the perfection of the return of the light and the love and the power and the beauty and the intelligence of the mind of God into the world before the end, so that the full realization and redemption could be enjoyed. And the perfection even of that final state of ugliness and degradation and evil could be recognized as the compost that would become the nourishment and the power of wisdom that would enable us to regain our divinity for another cycle of time. But only those willing to find the grace of God that is offered at the end by going inward and surrendering the mind, the heart, the will, the love, the body, the life of the body, the possessions of the body, to surrender all to the service of God. Through that act, which we are still capable of, the grace of God is given. In return for that surrender, the salvation that is yearned for is found within as already present in its fullness. And this is that auspicious moment when those who have that generosity of spirit and willingness to surrender all of their beliefs, especially in the existence of the world as something outside of consciousness, to surrender all of the belief in otherness and in cause and effect that is separate from the intelligence of the supreme dreamer of what is actually not a real world, but the dream of a world. In that state, the freedom to re-dream a dream that had become a nightmare returns to our use in order to bring the world out of its suffering back into the singularity of absolute infinite light, and then let that light explode again into a new dream of a heavenly world of beauty and joy and truth and justice and love and miraculous divine power to enjoy to the full what we are designed to know within the dream, by being lucidly awake in the dream, the power of godliness to remake the world. And so we must leave behind the bestiality of the lower chakras and the mere humanity of that level of consciousness that has lost its faith in its transcendental presence, and rise again into the fullness of our potentiality in pure consciousness, free of the past and free of all bondages in the present and all biases and prejudices and preconceptions, and free of all the habitual mental chatter that veils the presence of the inner light, to allow the transmission in its fullness from the very center and heart of being to the all-encompassing and all-pervading luminosity, when the mind has become clear of all of its detritus of desire and fear, of sorrow and of greed, and all of that has been transformed into the realization of the perfection of all that is in this very instant. And the portal of freedom opens without delay for those willing to go through the eye of the needle and take nothing with you but your absolute presence. This is the moment that the portal from Kali Yuga to the absolute abode of God and to the Sat Yuga beyond, and a new manifestation of our eternity as time itself, is now to manifest. And the gift of that grace is given to all who are ready to receive it. May you choose to be the bearers of that gift of grace by exchanging all within the consciousness that lacks grace for the fullness of the real. May you be filled with the peace that comes from having perfect faith in the goodness and the innocence of your godly nature that is present and active and alive within you now as your essential being. And may you know the silence and the stillness of total peace, in which the veil of the ego mind becomes transparent to the power of the supreme light to shine through and dissolve every trace of darkness, of shadow, of lack, of fear. And bring the resonance of that vibrational frequency of God's infinite luminosity to fill the heart and mind and form. And may you know that supreme, total, eternal peace that abides always and forever as the timeless heart of every world.